What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, June 8th, 2018. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today, and the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, handling the phones, putting on the air with your comments and questions. And, of course, this being Friday, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us for hour number three of the show. We've got a chair already set up here and headphones ready to go. So let's get right on into it. Today is the anniversary of Israel's attack on the USS Liberty, and it is one of the most egregious acts that Israel carried out, basically trying to steamroller the United States into war against Egypt on Israel's behalf. And this all took place on June 8, 1967. It was the fourth day of the Arab-Israeli Six-Day War. And basically, Israel launched an attack against the ship by jamming the USS Liberty's radios on the frequencies known to be used by the American Navy. And then they went on in with these unmarked aircraft and just shot the heck out of the ship, killed 34 American sailors, wounded many others, including Captain McGonagall. Then the Liberty refused to sink. The crew were basically ditching all of their intelligence gear over the side to basically destroy it because it was an intelligence gathering ship, radio intercept antennas all over the place. Then Israel came on out with some small attack boats. These were marked as being Israeli. And they continued to shoot up the USS Liberty, and they launched torpedoes, one of which hit amidships. And the attack just lasted 2 hours. And finally, the USS Liberty was able to get a radio message out saying, we are under attack by Israel. And it was a good thing they did, because when Israel started attacking the USS Liberty, they told the U.S. government that the Liberty was being attacked by Egypt. And there was actually a strike in the air on the way to Cairo in response to this. But that strike was recalled as soon as the word got out that it was actually Israel attacking the ship. And at that point, everybody went into cover-up mode. And Israel came on out and said it was a case of mistaken identity. You know, the weather was really terrible. Our pilots have got horrible eyesight. We thought the USS Liberty was this Egyptian horse carrier because, of course, we all know that horse carrier ships have dish antennas all over them. That was the official story. And it was backed up by the U.S. government. It was a case of mistaken identity. Well, that really is rather absurd. Because if you go over to the National Cryptographic Museum, they have the flag of the USS Liberty on display there. And it's full of cannon holes from the Israeli attack. So somebody with their hand on that trigger knew they were shooting an American flag. Now, it's subsequently come on out that, in point of fact, the Israeli pilots did try and communicate with their commander saying, this is an American ship we've been told to an attack, and they were again given the order, sink it. So this was no accident. It was deliberate. And it was covered up. It was covered up. And one of the Navy attorneys who helped lead the official investigation of Israel's attack on the USS Liberty basically came forward afterwards and said that the commission was ordered to conclude it was an accident and mistaken identity by President Lyndon Johnson and his defense secretary, Robert McNamara. And this was retired Captain Ward Boston. And he held a news conference and said, Johnson and McNamara told those heading the Navy's inquiry to conclude the attack was a case of mistaken identity, despite the overwhelming evidence to the contrary. It was a massive cover-up. And Johnson and McNamara basically protected Israel, because can you think of any other nation that could just haul off and have an unprovoked attack on a U.S. warship, kill 34 of our sailors, tear up the ship itself, wound hundreds, and not get attacked the following day? In fact, the next year, U.S. military aid to Israel was increased. And it's another reminder that our government is firmly under the control of a foreign power, and we should not be accepting of it. Now, forgive me while I hydrate there. WhatReallyHappened.com and this radio show, we're not normally an entertainment show, but I feel this is worth mentioning. Anthony Bourdain, who is this very famous expert on food and culture around the world. He used to have a show on Travel Channel more recently. He was on CNN as their traveling chef. Has reportedly committed suicide. He was 61 years old. My brother actually met him in the course of business. Apparently, Bourdain did struggle with both heroin and crack cocaine addiction. But interestingly enough, not too long ago, Bourdain had come on out publicly blasting the corporate media for what he described as their twisted and shallow depiction of Palestinians. And so he was out there very vocally saying the Palestinians are not being fairly treated by the corporate media. But anyway, it's reported that he committed suicide. No other details have been provided at this point. We're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Getting into the war zone areas, Benjamin Netanyahu is warning that Israel will destroy Syria if Iran does not withdraw. Now, at this point, Netanyahu is looking for an excuse to go to war, because the only Iranians actually in Syria are military advisors. Israel's been screaming there are Iranian troops all over Syria getting ready to invade Israel. No, that's not true. It's another Israeli lie. That's how Israel works. If at first you don't succeed, lie again. But Netanyahu is out there pounding the war drums and saying, we're going to destroy all of Syria if Iran does not withdraw. Just trying to throw his weight around. And I don't think either Syria or Iran are going to take him that seriously, even though Israel does have nuclear weapons. Because they understand the instant Israel actually uses the nuclear weapons, the political costs to Israel are going to be quite high. For one thing, every single American is going to realize that our own government has been lying to us all this time about Israel not having nuclear weapons. And every single American is going to realize that every single penny of money taken from the American people, pardon me, and sent to Israel is illegal. Under U.S. law, the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act, the Glenn Act is another one out there who the name eludes me at the moment. And the American people are going to want a refund, because the American people have been forced to shell out something like 10 times the entire cost of the Apollo moon project to Israel. And all we get back is another handout for more. We haven't even got an updated version of Velcro out of all that investment. So Israel's in a bit of a spot. If they actually use their nuclear weapons, it's going to just absolutely collapse support for Israel in many countries, not just the United States, for having nuclear weapons and refusing to join the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and refusing IAEA inspections, all the while screaming about how Iran is the bad guy and Iraq's the bad guy and they've got nuclear weapons and they're going to have nuclear weapons and you've got to go make war on them for us. Plus, use of a nuclear weapon might trigger a massive attack on Israel by multiple nations to just get on in there before Israel can use a nuclear weapon again. Besides, Israel doesn't want to fight their own wars. They never have. They want the United States to fight the wars for them. They want the U.S. to go in and destroy Syria. They're just going to manufacture the excuse. Netanyahu's out there saying, see, we're your friends. We'll gin up an excuse where you can go back into Syria and finish up this war the way you want. Over in Turkey, Erdogan is vowing to militarily attack Iraq if the Iraq government refuses to clear out the Kurdish militants. And basically said this in on an interview, CNN, just yesterday. And Kandal, Sinjar, and Makmur will be targeted by Turkish forces should Baghdad not clean them out of the Kurds. Now, apparently, the latest polls in Turkey are showing that Erdogan is unlikely to win a first-round victory in Turkey's upcoming elections. And Erdogan's AKP party is projected to lose its majority in parliament when Turks go to vote on June 24th. Now, in April, Erdogan called for snap elections in order to expand the authority of the Turkish executive branch. It looks like that is going to backlash on him rather badly. Britain is out there screaming that it's time to create a rapid response unit to deal with Russian aggression. And Moscow, of course, well, the Russian embassy is saying, this is kind of ridiculous. We haven't aggressed against anybody. If you want to form a rapid response unit to deal with aggression, point it at the Americans and the Israelis. But anybody with eyes can see who the aggressor is in this current era of war. And it's not Russia, and it's not Iran, and it's not North Korea. It wasn't Iraq. It isn't Iran. It's the United States, country after country after country after country. Seven officially acknowledged wars underway right now, along with who knows how many covert interventions. We know who the bad guy is this time out. Now, the IAEA has confirmed that Iran is still fully compliant with their commitments under the P5 plus one agreement, despite the U.S. exit. And the remaining members of that treaty are still committed to maintaining that agreement. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Chris in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Chris, are you there? I guess we lost Chris. All right. Well, maybe he'll call back in. Now, Iran has basically gone out there and reminded everybody publicly that it is Israel and their nuclear weapons that are the threat to the world, the threat to peace. And they're absolutely right. I mean, Israel has this history of constant belligerence and aggression to its neighbors. Iran has not initiated a war of conquest in 200 years. It's not their nature to do that. They just want to live their lives and be left alone and take care of their country, take care of their family. They're not out there just, you know, screaming about, you know, getting rid of the other people. That's Israel's job. And again, there is this wonderful documentary made by an Israeli filmmaker called Don't Tell Mother I'm in Iran. And it's just it just shows ordinary everyday life in Iran. And shock of shocks, they're people just like us. They have families. They have businesses. They like their cars. That's it. You know, they're not raving fanatics like the media would have that. Okay, let me see. Okay, now, everybody's wondering now what will be the next nation for the U.S. to invade. And I think the answer is pretty obvious at this point. Last week, Iran switched from the dollar to the euro for their international trade, banking, and sales of oil. And sure enough, We're already seeing the U.S. military-industrial complex, the corporate media, and Israel all getting together to say, oh, my goodness, Iran was lying about their nuclear weapons development. They've been building them all along. They violated the P5 plus one. And we've seen this pattern before. Iraq in 2002 got permission to sell Iraq's oil, or Saddam got permission from the United Nations to sell Iraq's oil for the euro instead of the dollar. 1 year later, Saddam has nuclear weapons. We've got to go on in and give him what for, and bomb his country into rubble, lynch him, and put Iraq's oil back on the world market only for the U.S. dollar. They did, okay. Then we saw a repeat over in Libya, where Gaddafi shut down their private central bank and established a state central bank and a new value-based currency, the gold dinar. And then he announced that anybody who wanted to buy Libya's oil had to pay for it in the gold dinar. And a lot of the African nations were saying they wanted to use the gold dinar for their cross-border trade and banking because it was obviously much more reliable than the fiat currencies like the U.S. dollar. So, oh my goodness, Gaddafi is evil. Gaddafi is this, Gaddafi is that. Go on in, kill Gaddafi. The gold for the gold dinar has vanished and Libya's oil is back on the world market for the U.S. dollar. We've seen this pattern before. Iran is going to be invaded, and it's not because they're building nuclear weapons, and it's not because they're evil people. It's because they refuse to bow down before the global hegemonic domination of the United States Federal Reserve note. That's what's driving so many of these wars. Because right now, forcing the rest of the world to use the U.S. dollar and charging interest on it is about the only thing still holding Wall Street and the Federal Reserve up. We've lost a huge amount of our manufacturing. Nobody wants our GMO agriculture. Basically, the United States wants to become the loan shark to the world, really what it comes on down to. Over in Taiwan, the United States has spent $250 million upgrading the so-called American Institute, which functions basically as an American embassy in Taipei, Taiwan. China is very much put out about this, and even more so because the new building is to be reopened, rededicated on June 12th, the same day as the summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. So somebody is sending some kind of a message somewhere. You know what's really frustrating about reading all this news? You know something is coming. There's going to be one mistake, one misstep, one bad move, and the shooting's going to begin. And it just gets really hard sitting there waiting for it to happen. Because you know it's coming, you know you can't stop it. And you just start saying, you know, I'm almost tired of waiting. Over in Gaza, the protests at the security fence, the prison cage, are continuing. More Gazans are being shot. And the Gazans' latest form of protest is they're dressing up like concentration camp prisoners. Now, that's going to make for some interesting photos and videos along that fence when those pictures go global on the independent media. So, and, of course, Israel's going to scream trademark infringement because we're the only prisoners who've ever been in concentration camps or some such nonsense as that. All right, we are coming up on a commercial break here, and I'm going to check in with our control room and see what's going on with this missing caller. And we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. Oh, yeah.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
We're here, and we're going to go ahead and grab a phone call. Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
A couple of things. One is I really don't think I can't say Trump isn't stupid enough. He might be, but I kind of doubt that the entire government, not that dumb, is going to try to invade Iran now. First of all, even if Russia doesn't get involved, and there's a good chance they would, and that would be World War III right there, but even if that doesn't happen, they've got to realize it would take, you will not be able to do it with the military we have today. They will not get the amount of volunteers. Remember, the people who are subject, who would join a military today are the millennials and the Generation Z.
Yes.
They don't get their news. They don't get their news from the mainstream media. They get their news from the independent media. They go on, yep, on various parts of internet. They listen to shows like yours. They listen to InfoWars. They listen to numerous other shows. Blackstone Intelligence. I don't know if they've ever heard of them. Very good. There's tons of stuff out there, okay? They're not going to Corbett Report. You probably heard of them. You know, that's where most of millennials get the news from. They're not,
yes,
they're not going to join the army now. They're not going to join the military. It's not like after 9/11 when they bought the idea that 19 Arabs attacked you know, brought down the World Trade Center, including Building 7, which wasn't even hit, and, of course, the Pentagon. They're not going to buy this stuff this time.
No, they aren't. And it's not just the fact that they're ignoring the corporate media. We now have a significant population of veterans who fought in these wars over the last 18 years who are going to be telling these younger kids, no, this is not a good idea. These wars are not moral. They're not glorious. They're not heroic. It's all about capturing other people's property.
One of those veterans would be Angelo John Gage. I don't know if you ever heard of him. He's got a number of things on YouTube. Very outspoken.
Yep.
He really attacked Trump after the first Libyan bombing, and he was a big Trump supporter before. But he's anti-war. He doesn't, and so many veterans. The thing is,
yes,
they're going to have a draft. Well, once you try initiating a draft now, you think the '60s, you know, were turbulent. I think
yep.
this nation would be torn apart if you tried to draft now. I believe there will be some kind of a civil war, insurrection, whatever you want to call it. It won't be peaceful. It won't be nice. And I think the actual military, people in the military today, most of them don't want part of this either. They don't want to give up their lives for nothing. For what? Because Netanyahu doesn't like Iran, oil companies want the oil wells in Libya, Genie Oil, for instance.
Yes.
They know the deal. Most of these troops know the deal. It's not going to be pretty. And I don't know if Trump realizes this or whether the people around him, I don't think a bum like Bolton cares, nor does Pompeo, but there's got to be people within including, by the way, within the military, you know, high-ranking military officers that understand this. It's not going to wash. And if Israel, by the way, I think Russia should make it clear right now to Israel, you attack Syria, your war with Russia, period. We're not going to allow you to attack them. You bomb them with nukes, we'll nuke you. All it takes is one nuke, and that's it. Okay? If you dare to do more, I don't think they would bomb. I don't think they'd use nukes on Syria. I think they're capable of using it in Iran, but because Iran probably would beat them in a one-on-one match conventionally. But I don't think they're going to do that to Syria. But I think Putin should make it clear to them, you do, you're done. Finished.
I would like to see Putin step on in, but on the other hand, Putin is trying to keep this from escalating. And, he's basically helping to get Hezbollah out of the border area to take that excuse away from Israel. He's basically saying Syrians only in the southern part of Syria. Putin is trying to basically take away all the excuses for escalation, and Netanyahu's just trying to come up with new ones. And the latest one is, you know, the Iranians have got to leave. And we're talking about a handful of people. But Israel's propaganda has been, the Syria is just swarming with Iranian troops and they're getting ready to invade Israel. No proof, of course. Same as it's always been. You will believe what we tell you to believe. But at some point, I think Russia needs to upgrade Syria's ability to deal with Israel's attacks. And I don't know what led Putin to back off giving Syria the S-400. It was very obvious that his meeting with Netanyahu was rancorous in the extreme. But
you should give him those S-400. I personally, if you notice, when the Israelis attack Syrians now, they're not attacking them. They're not sending the planes directly into Syria anymore. They're going into Lebanon, which of course is violating Lebanese airspace, and there's an active
yep.
war there, and launching those missiles from Lebanon.
Yes.
They're afraid to go in with their planes because they figure they're going to be shot down. Okay, this is not this is a very tough Syrian army today. They've been toughened up by all these years of war, and they're not just going to be pushovers anymore. And
No, they aren't. Okay, Mark, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go, and we'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go right back to the phones here. Pete in Florida. Aloha, Pete. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Happy Friday, Mike. Before I get to my question about the USS Liberty, I want to hit on a couple points that Mark made, if I may. I was a former submarine sailor. I joined in 1990, and I joined under probably what a lot of kids at that day and age, and probably a lot more since then. And even before then, obviously, were led to believe, and that is that, you know, we were fighting for the defense of our country and so forth. And I think to Mark's point about a draft, I mean, now that I'm jaded and older, I am definitely against the idea of a draft. I'm actually against the idea of people maybe even just joining, you know, to be patriotic, because it's so untrue about joining to be patriotic. Obviously, we're fighting unlawful wars and such. But
it goes back to what Smedley Butler said: "War is just a racket."
Right. But you know, that's a lot to swallow. I mean, for such a simple, it's such a huge comment. You know, for such a simple sentence. You know, I mean, that's a lot for people to take. You know.
Yeah.
The money we spent, you know, they're thinking it's got to be something more than that. Obviously, you know, our politicians can't be lying to us that badly, but they are.
Oh yeah, they are. Anyway. They are. They are. And you know what? Americans don't think about this a lot, but if those corporations that make money off of the wars were required to actually pay the cost of the wars, they'd go out of business. And so the way it's set up is we, the American people, pay for it all, and the corporations get the profits. That's how twisted this whole system is.
Sure. I mean, that's exactly what happened with the bailouts, you know, right? They privatized the gains and socialized the losses. I mean, that was a big story.
And that's fascism.
Yep, exactly. So getting back to the USS Liberty, I know you know this, and I'll leave you with this. Can you share with us this controversy about John McCain and his dad's affiliation with that cover-up?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. John McCain's father, the admiral, pardon me, basically came on in, and as far as the ship and its crew were concerned, he laid down the law. You will not talk about this at all, or you will go to jail or possibly worse.
That's all there. I mean, I thought there was more to it. I mean, there probably is, but I don't know. I mean, I just think there's just the cover-ups that are going on. I mean, that's the one thing I hope, the lasting impression I'll have of Trump is if he actually holds true and starts throwing people in jail for some of these other improprieties that are going on.
I've given up on Trump actually doing anything. I mean, it looks like after all of this smoke and mirrors, they're going to fry some lower level officials and offer them up as a living sacrifice. But the real perpetrators, the masterminds, are going to get away again, unfortunately. The only thing that might happen is when this nation collapses, in the aftermath, there might be a push for some kind of a citizens' tribunal that will go out and grab these people and expose their crimes for the history books and strip them of their wealth and throw them out in the streets again. Because nothing punishes a money junkie worse than having to give up their money.
Oh, I agree. I think they all should be impoverished. I mean, that's the one thing to do is hit them where it hurts.
Yeah,
and I would sign up for a draft. I mean, I would be happy to be drafted to be a part of that group, you know.
Yep. Yeah, it would be interesting. Sure. All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to let you go and switch over to Laura in Michigan. Aloha, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I was just going to talk about the Liberty. I want to know if they can order the book about the cover up, erasingtheliberty.com, and find out how it was covered up. The most decorated ship. My husband is in the book. His ship was in Malta, anchored in Malta, when the Liberty was attacked. So anyway, when they found out about the Liberty, they left so out of port so fast, they left people still on shore. And they tried to make their way to the Liberty, and they almost got there, and they were called off.
Yes.
And here their ship had medical personnel, had equipment to help the ship, and they got called off from helping.
Yep. Not just that ship, but the
Yellowstone.
One of the carriers in the area launched a force to basically provide air cover over the remains of the Liberty to guard against another air attack from Israel. And amazingly enough, a lot of people don't know this, there was actually a Soviet Navy destroyer that came up to the Liberty and said, "We are here to guard you until you can get to safety." And so there was a lot of protection there. There was also supposedly a U.S. submarine that had been watching the whole thing. But McNamara got on the radio and he ordered these missions to be recalled. They literally intended to leave the Liberty out there without any protection. If they hadn't had that Soviet destroyer, Israel might have come on back and tried to finish them off, because even though they'd failed with this attempt to frame Egypt for the sinking, all of those still living Liberty sailors represented a potential embarrassment for the government of Israel. They didn't want them to survive to be able to tell the story. They wanted them all at the bottom of the ocean. Even Lyndon Johnson expressed to McNamara that he would rather see the entire crew of the Liberty on the bottom of the ocean rather than embarrass our good friend Israel.
So yeah, it was Saratoga that had the air that sent out the airline, you know, to
yes.
the ship. It was Saratoga.
Yep.
So my husband shipped the Yellowstone, which was a tender.
They actually did it twice. They sent a flight. McNamara called it back. They said, no, we can't sit idly by while this is going on. And they sent a second flight. And that time, Johnson got on the phone and ordered the recall of the strike force.
And the second thing is, besides Israel being rats, cover-up. Nobody even mentions it today. Even today, nobody mentions it. You don't see Donald Trump saying anything about the most decorated Navy ship since World War II. Nothing.
Yeah, so. They were the most decorated Navy ship. Captain McGonagall won the Congressional Medal of Honor. And shamefully, he was not awarded it by the president or at the White House, which is the normal tradition. When you get a Congressional Medal of Honor, you get to go to the White House and the president personally decorates you. In the case of Captain McGonagall, he was given his award at the Navy Yard. Behind closed gates. No public, no press were allowed. That's where he got his medal. That's where he got his CMH.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to remind everybody they can order the book at erasingtheliberty.com.
Yes.
It will help. The money will go to help make the movie, which will be really important to get that movie out so people find out exactly what happened.
Well, it is a good book. I have a copy of it myself, and the story does need to get out.
Right.
We cannot survive as a nation when we are lied to on such a scale by our own government. We just really can't. Laura, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let
you
go. The phone lines are now clear if you want to call on in. Getting on back to Israel and Gaza, Netanyahu is touring Europe right now on a charm offensive, trying to convince the leaders of other countries why Israel is really the good guy in the Bloody Monday massacre. And he's out there saying, well, really, we showed tremendous restraint because Hamas wants us to kill lots and lots of the people of Gaza because it does look so bad. But we've held back and we've only killed this many. We could have easily killed a lot more. So see, we're the good guys here. And he's not getting a very good reception. I think Netanyahu has crossed the shark in the eyes of the world. We understand what's going on. And Netanyahu is just too used to this idea of being able to come up with whatever ridiculous comment crosses his mind, like nuclear ducks, and he won't be challenged on it. But like I said, I think that Bloody Monday massacre was Israel's version of Amritsar, and it's signaling the beginning of the decline of Israel's control, not over Palestine, but Israel's credibility in the eyes of the rest of the world. And as Israel's credibility sinks, they're going to drag down everybody who's still supporting them, like Nikki Haley. But the corporate media is still out there doing what they do, trying to protect Israel, and nothing illustrates that more than the fallout from the Argentinian soccer team's boycott of Israel. And so Argentina's national soccer team is headed for the World Cup in Russia, and one of their strikers is named Gonzalo Higuain. And they were going to have this warm-up game with Israel, and then Argentina canceled it. Both because of what happened in Gaza and because Israel started making demands that the match be held in Jerusalem instead of Haifa, to use Argentina to try and sell the image that Jerusalem is now the capital of Israel, even though the United Nations says, no, that's not so. So the Guardian, when reporting this story, quoted Gonzalo as saying they've finally done the right thing, meaning the Venezuelan soccer team boycott. And the BBC reported it exactly the same way. They've finally done the right thing. So going on over to the New York Slimes, they went about it a little bit differently. They ignored Gonzalo's, and they basically tried to write a story saying that the reason the Argentinian soccer team boycotted Israel is they were afraid of Hamas violence. It had nothing to do with the Bloody Monday massacre or anything that Israel had done. The Argentinians were just afraid they would be targeted for violence by Hamas and the Palestinians. I mean, talk about a big steaming pile of USDA choice bovine excrement. That is it right there. And then the New York Slimes wonders why their readership numbers are down. Almost as bad as CNN's. All right, let's take a phone call. Terry in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Terry, are you there?
I was wondering how.
Oh, there you are.
Can you hear me?
I hear you now.
Okay, Mike? On the USS Liberty, I'm just wondering how much Johnson and McNamara knew in the beginning before this even happened. Do you think they had any knowledge of it? And I guess, you know, nobody knows, but what's your best guess?
I have to wonder if maybe they did know and maybe they were ready to go to war against Egypt on behalf of Israel. They just needed an excuse, and Israel manufactured one, because Johnson and McNamara seemed to already be in a position to make sure that nobody was coming to the assistance of the USS Liberty.
I know. And when they got attacked in the beginning, and the ship launched the fighters to intercept them, and Johnson recalled those, that's an act of treason, right? Treason right there. Because
could be considered that, yes.
Because when the U.S. Was attacked by a foreign government, and, you know, a serious attack, they became the enemy.
Yes.
And the definition of treason is aiding and abetting, giving the enemy comfort. That's exactly what they did when they recalled those fighters.
So, yes, that's, you know, exactly what they did.
Held accountable, you know, even though they're dead, just to set the record straight. You know, that's what I think. And
I agree. I absolutely agree. And there are a lot of people out there trying to set the record straight. And, of course, Israel keeps coming on out and screaming that, oh, they're a bunch of anti-Semites, they're Jew haters. And again, you have to put it in context. Wanting people to remember the attack on the USS Liberty isn't really anti-Semitic any more than remembering Pearl Harbor is anti-Japanese. But that's Israel's card all the time, no matter what they do, no matter what anybody says. Oh, you're an anti-Semite, Jew hate, blah, 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 blah. You want Hitler to come on back and gas Jewish babies in the ovens. And remember, Amy Goodman on her show, Democracy Now!, had a former member of the Knesset who admitted on the air, it's just a trick. It's just what Israel does to silence criticism. You're an anti-Semite. You're an anti-Semite.
Well, people are starting to see through that, Mike. It's like crying wolf. You can only do it so much. You know.
Yeah, they burned it out. It's lost its shock value. Nobody cares anymore. Oh, you're an anti-Semite. Okay, fine.
You know, I knew about the Liberty. I was in the military about the time it happened, you know, or shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how many people today still never heard of it. Like, you know, I went to, my wife took me to this Bible study, these Christians, you know, there's about 10 of them there. They were in their 60s and 70s. And the leader said, hey, we're going to have this couple just got back from Israel talk about the trip. And they talked about it and all that. And then I said, I guess they wouldn't let you go near Gaza or the West Bank, would they? And she said, yeah, there's places that they said were too dangerous because there's, you know, terrorists out there that we couldn't go to. And but she says we went up north and we heard the bombs going off in Syria. And I said, well, that was Israel attacking Syria. And she says, no, that was Assad bombing his own people. The mentality. And then one guy, he brought up that Liberty. He's the only guy that ever heard of it. The whole of the 10 people, he's the only guy that ever heard of it. And there's one thing about the Liberty. What about those F-4s that had nuclear weapons on them? Is that a true thing, Mike, where, you know, they had nuclear weapons and they might have been heading for Egypt at the time? Have you heard that?
My understanding is there was a strike on the way to Cairo, and I've heard that it may have had nuclear weapons. I haven't been able to confirm that part.
Well, yeah, evidently that breaks it all wide open. They had to know that there was going to be a false flag. They're going to retaliate against a false flag before it even happened.
Yeah, you make a strong case there. Terry, we got to let you go. We got to do a commercial break. We got more callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Let's go back to the phones now. Mark in Georgia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, can you hear me okay?
I hear you. It's a little noisy, but I can hear you.
Okay. There was an Israeli pilot that when he first went out there, he saw it was an American ship and he refused to attack. I was wondering if you know his name, because in all fairness, we want to be clear that it's not your typical rank and file Israeli that we're at odds with. It's the people who ordered the attack, the people who knew what they were doing, and knew it was an American ship, and they did it anyway.
Yes.
And that's the problem we have, is the criminal element that thinks that they're above the law when they do things like this. Do you happen to know his name?
I don't recall his name, but I do remember the story, and I remember the BBC actually did a documentary about the assault on the Liberty, and they were pretty even-handed. And as part of the show, they had actually obtained audio recordings of the radio traffic between the Israel's attacking aircraft and their controllers to basically confirm that, yeah, the pilots knew they were attacking an American ship, and they were ordered to continue.
Yeah. And so that, like I say, we want to be clear that our quarrel is not with Judaism. There are Jews of good conscience who know about this, and they speak out against Israel operating with... The thing that people need to understand is impunity brings out the worst in people. When people get away with little things, and they find that they can get away with big things, and it takes otherwise good people, and basically it makes them rot. And that's the thing,
yes.
Spiritually speaking. It causes people to go through a moral decay when they're allowed to get away with doing things that had the roles been reversed, that they know it wouldn't have happened. So, but besides that, one other thing I thought in current events, the Geneva Convention, you remember the movie Full Metal Jacket?
Oh, yes.
That's part of the Geneva Convention saying that the ammunition has to be Full Metal Jacket. Now, hollow points are one thing. I mean, police, I have hollow points in my pistol, too. I mean, they're just good for self-defense in terms of mushrooming. But these butterfly rounds that the Zionazis, which, by the way, I use that term to say I'm not talking about you ought to know better Zionists. I mean the people who know that they're doing evil and they don't want their evil exposed or addressed with the moral clarity that there are real Jews saying this is wrong, this is not acceptable, and I don't appreciate or acknowledge these criminals doing this and then saying, oh, your problem is with Jews. No, their problem is they think they're above the law. But these butterfly bullets are in direct, explicit violation of the Geneva Convention, correct?
Correct. We were talking about that the other day.
Yeah. Well, here's something that maybe you hadn't talked about. You know, Alex Jones had this, I'm changing subjects now, and I'll keep this very brief because this is a bit of a joke, that he had a picture of his wife on the beach, and on Facebook I commented, so he traded for a new model. I wonder how long he's going to keep this one. And there were some of his supporters that didn't appreciate that.
Yeah, I can imagine that would be embarrassing here.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, you can appreciate my I do have a legitimate point that he did not. Somebody thought he was reconciled with his ex-wife, and it's like, no, this is the next ex-Mrs. Jones. So anyway,
yeah.
All right. Have a blessed day. I'll talk with you later then. Bye.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mark. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.